So the envelope says Employment Development Department, not IRS. Inside, there's a number covering 3 years of payroll you thought was already handled. And somewhere on that page is a date that starts a very short clock.
30 days. That's the whole thing. 30 days from the issue date printed on the notice to file a petition for reassessment with the CUIAB.
CUIAB. Say what that is.
California Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board. And the part people don't realize, it's not the EDD. It's a separate body. And your petition goes in front of an administrative law judge there, not back to the auditor who wrote the assessment in the first place.
Okay. And the 30 days runs from the issue date, not from when I opened the mail.
Correct. Issue date on the notice. Which is why step one is literally find that date and count forward. There is one additional 30-day extension possible, but only for good cause. And the article is blunt about it. Don't count on it.
What actually happens on day 31?
The assessment becomes final. And final means immediately collectible. Your dispute rights are gone at that point. All that's left is payment questions and collection questions.
So the number just becomes the number.
Becomes the number. Even if the number was built on estimates, which most of them are.
Wait, back up. Estimates?
Yeah, most EDD assessments are built on estimates and presumptions, not confirmed facts. Say quarterly returns weren't filed. The EDD can estimate wages from whatever records it has and assess on those estimates. And the article makes the point that estimates run high, because it's your job to prove them down, not their job to prove them up.
Which is the whole argument for petitioning.
That's the argument. Your records can often shrink the number even when some of the liability is real, but only if the thing is still disputable.
Let's do why these come out at all. What triggers one?
Worker classification is the big one. California uses the ABC test, and it presumes every worker is an employee unless you prove all three prongs. The worker's free from your control, the work is outside your usual course of business, and they run an independently established trade. All three. Prong B is where most companies fail, according to the article.
Outside your usual course of business.
Right. If you're a design-build firm and you're paying contractors to do design-build work, that prong is hard. Then there's the trigger that catches people sideways. A 1099 worker you let go files for unemployment. The EDD sees no wages reported for that person, opens a status audit, and the reclassification cascades to everybody similar you've ever paid.
One claim, and it spreads.
Spreads across the audit period. And then there's unreported cash wages, off-payroll pay, owner draws that really functioned as wages.
Okay, the notice itself. What's on it?
Four taxes itemized by quarter. Unemployment insurance, that's UI. Employment training tax, ETT. State disability insurance, SDI. And California personal income tax withholding, PIT. Plus penalties and interest on top.
Four taxes by quarter. And you said PIT is often the biggest line?
Often the largest, and here's the quirk worth knowing. The PIT withholding portion can sometimes be reduced if you can show the reclassified workers already reported that income and paid tax on it themselves. California isn't out to collect the same income tax twice.
But?
But it won't volunteer the reduction. You have to raise it and you have to document it. Nobody applies that for you.
Say more about what happens if someone just doesn't respond. Because I think that's the listener sitting there with the notice on the counter.
So after it's final, there's a demand for payment. The account moves to EDD collections. Interest is accruing the whole time. Then the EDD can record a notice of state tax lien. Public record complicates financing, refinancing, selling. Then levy on bank accounts and an earnings withholding order, which is the wage garnishment.
On what schedule?
That's the thing. Unlike the appeal window, most of those later stages have no fixed schedule. They just arrive when the collection system gets to your account, which is not comforting because you can't plan around it.
And there's the personal piece.
CUIC section 1735. If the corporation or LLC doesn't pay, the EDD can issue a new assessment personally against the individuals who controlled the money. Officers, owners, whoever directed which bills got paid. Taxes, penalties, interest. And it survives the business closing.
Section 1735. For a married couple who run the business together,
can be two separate personal assessments for the same debt. Each one with its own 30-day petition window.
Each with its own window. Okay, that's a lot of dates to keep.
It is. Which is why the article's practical point is that contesting it at the business level, while it's still disputable, is far cheaper than fighting a personal assessment after the entity is folded.
So walk me through the doors. What are the actual options?
5. Petition for reassessment. Free to file stops the assessment from becoming final. Pay in full, which stops interest. An EDD installment agreement on a balance you accept, where interest continues but liens and levies generally stay off the table while you're current. An EDD offer in compromise, which is narrow, generally limited to accounts where the business is closed or inactive, and the EDD is convinced the full balance can never be collected. An operating business that just wants a discount isn't a candidate. And then, settlement through the EDD's settlements office.
That last one. What's the catch?
It only exists while a petition is pending. It's priced on hazards of litigation, both sides weighing the risk of losing at hearing. But no petition, no settlements office. That door doesn't open.
Oh, that's the part people miss. The deadline isn't just about the appeal. It's the hinge for everything downstream.
That's exactly the framing. And one clarification, does filing the petition stop collection? Generally, yes, because the EDD generally can't collect on a non-final assessment. The exception is a jeopardy assessment, where the EDD believes collection is at risk and can demand payment immediately. Rare, but it exists. And interest keeps running while your petition is pending, so a long appeal has a cost you have to weigh honestly.
Is there a version of this someone handles alone?
Sure. Small assessment. The EDD's numbers match your own records. You just need a payment arrangement. Calling and setting that up is genuinely do-it-yourself. Same with a pure paperwork error, wages assessed to the wrong quarter, where a copy of your filed return fixes it.
And when it isn't that?
Misclassification across multiple workers or years. A personal assessment under 1735 against you or your spouse. A petition heading toward a CUIAB hearing, where the EDD will be represented and you're facing evidence rules. Or a closing business, where the order of the wind-down steps affects how much follows you personally. And I'd add, if the business is heading somewhere like bankruptcy, that work sits outside what Clarity handles, and you'd want to raise it with your own counsel.
Fair. Next 24 hours, what do they do?
Find the issue date. Count 30 days. Write that deadline somewhere you'll actually see it, because it's the one date in this process you can't get back. Then gather paper. The full notice with the quarter-by-quarter schedule, your filed payroll returns, 1099s, and contracts for any reclassified workers. Bank statements for the audit period.
And the petition itself has to be what?
Timely, in writing, and specific about what you dispute and why. It doesn't need to be elaborate. You can supplement evidence later. You cannot resurrect a missed deadline.
If someone wants a second set of eyes on the auditor's math before the window closes, that's a free case review. 888-825-7779. Clarity's enrolled agents will look at the classification exposure and the PIT portion and tell you straight whether it's worth petitioning.
And one safety note from the article? Verify anything you're told against edd.ca.gov and never pay a state tax bill through gift cards, payment apps, or anybody who contacts you by text.